Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy 11 o'clock on this election day, primary election day. Thank you for all the emails and texts. I know it sounds like I'm coming from everywhere, but I really am in Washoe County, and that's what I focus on. Just received texts that the Carson City Courthouse is where you can vote in person today in Carson City. Carson City Courthouse. So some places like Washoe County, it's the registrars. So I will be getting back to your Facebook messages and stuff like that, trying to help people vote. At least I'm just showing you how I'm voting. I don't know if these are absolutely the best people, especially when it comes to the Supreme Court nominees. I also suggest, a lot of people don't have time to do this, but I do suggest that you look at who is endorsing your political candidate. Like I was talking about this Sunrise movement. They're endorsing Ackerman. So it's like, oh, well, I'm staying away from her. Because I would just pull up the Action group, action.org, sunrisemovement.org. Look and see who the Democrats basically are voting for and stay as far away from those people as possible. But that's, again, that's on the Democrat side. There is one dominant political party in America. This is coming from, let's see. Okay, quick email. There's one dominant political party in America. It's called the Big Government Party. There is an R team and a D team. The red team in a blue team. It's like a football game. Red team versus blue team. Have you ever thought what it is they really do and say to each other, practicing bipartisanship behind closed doors? Indeed, they plot together as to which team will be used to score a touchdown for big government. I bet most people would be surprised how closely they work together. Yes, they are working together to grow government. The football game, red team versus blue team, is used to entertain an unamusing general populace. That's a great email. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. That pretty much sums it up. Seriously. Because look at what they do together. If you go by the standard of what Republicans believe in. What do true Republicans believe in? Smaller government. And the only thing you see Republicans doing is growing it. That's why I vote for candidates who don't have a history in politics, because one of the first things that they say is deregulation and shrinking government. That's what we need to do. And if that entails voting popular people like Mark Amadei out, then that's what needs to happen. Because I look at all of the political players right now. Where are they? Where are the reassurances that we're not going to let the police be defunded? We're going to use local law enforcement before we let people call in the military. Where are all those voices? Your voices. Those people who are supposed to be doing this in your name. That's why I'm going with Sandra Linares. You know, there are people out there who believe in law enforcement and for a peaceful and well-established society, safety and protection is the backbone of what you are supposed to give people. And that's local law enforcement. How people can be held accountable locally. Not through the military, not nationalized, not federalized. All right. If you have not heard, this is great news. And that is, we have the recall Sisalac vaccine. We have the recall Sisalac campaign back, 2.0. A brand new board, but under the same Fight for Nevada moniker. Okay? We have a new president. This person is skilled in politics. And from a grassroots organization to what it is becoming is pretty darn impressive. The people that started this, amazing what they put together. And we are going to carry it on because Sisalac messed with the game. We figured it out. We fought. But it's politics. So now if you signed the recall Sisalac petition, once it is filed anew, you need to sign it again. And I can bet you a hell of a lot more people are going to sign it now than they did before. Republicans and Democrats and independents. Because Sisalac has shown his cards that he basically doesn't care about anybody in Nevada except himself and his cronies. So it doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever. This man is going to destroy Nevada if we do not stop him. And that should be one of the first questions that you ask before electing anybody or voting for anybody in this primary is, did you sign the petition to recall Sisalac? Did you sign the petition? It's all about him. I mean, why is the Raider Stadium an essential that we keep working on that? You know he's got the best seats in that new stadium. Why are certain businesses shut down and others not? Why does one group complain to him and he opens them up, yet another group complains to him and he doesn't? Along with his minion here, Hillary Sheevy. You know, there are still some businesses that aren't open. There are other businesses that will never come back. And now with everything else going on, with riots and curfews, just throwing every obstacle that they can at Nevadans. Are you going to stand for this? Because if you do, it's just going to keep getting worse. Let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910. Check in with Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, sweetie, love your show. Let's call it awful. They named a hamburger after it, 2.0, recall Sisalac. And I used to volunteer with the Humane Society in Southern California, and I just found the vaccination clinic menu, and it has coronavirus, $5 for dogs only. So cover your puppy's ears.
Oh,
and
man.
And for folks that are looking into actually serving and contacting your Nevada County grand juries, I'm going to refer you to cgja.org. That's California Grand Jury Association. And they're going to be so helpful at the county level. Hopefully you'll contact them at the state level and the federal level right there in Nevada. And you wonderful 17 counties will be able to root out the, you know, the corrupt people serving in office. Ugh, that's hard to say. And then you can discover how to investigate your local public servants and employees. And you kick butt, girl. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it. Well, after all that, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with more of your calls, emails, texts, and appreciate you so much. Appreciate you even more if you get out and vote today in Carson City, at the courthouse, in Washoe County, at the county complex down there, in the registrars. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. I prefer it when you talk because, unlike others, I actually like to listen and respond. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Terry this morning. Terry, what's happening in Silver Springs?
Well, I was checking with some of my friends this morning because I didn't get a ballot. Nothing came in the mail for me. And so I kind of texted my friends this morning and yesterday, too. And it seems now it's a little suspicious, but I have five Republican friends and three or four Democratic friends and a neighbor that's Democrat. I tell him he's still okay, even though he is. And the Republican ones, three out of five didn't, including myself, was four that didn't get a ballot at all. So I wanted to say this morning, you got to go to Yerington if you're from Silver Springs and go there to the courthouse and vote there. And that's what I did, is went down there and voted. It's real easy. Just go in there and show them your driver's license, and boom, you're good to go.
And yeah, then now you have to show your ID to vote.
Yeah.
It's nice how they
say who you are.
Yeah, nice to see they pick and choose when you can actually do that. That's really concerning, Terry, because you're not the first person that I've heard this from. And I've heard from people that they've received multiple ballots in different names that they've had over the years. And
right.
This is why we are fighting so hard to get this rectified, because in November, they want to do the same thing, all mail-in ballot. And we can see how the process that we're in now is not working. So it's just ridiculous, Terry, that people have to jump through these hoops to vote.
And you know, another thing, Monica, I was going to say is, you know, there's some people out here, they're on fixed income. They don't have $20 worth of fuel to drive 30 miles to vote, and it's going to be hard on them. I fortunately have money, plenty of that, but, you know, it's not good. It's not good.
You know, Terry, urge your friends in the community, if people do not have the means to get in and get to the courthouse to vote, please help them out and ride share. Give people... You know,
that's what we did. Three of us went today. Today, my three friends and myself went.
Take a neighbor who can't afford, or somebody who who can't get there on their own. This is what the Democrats do. This is what they are professionals in: ballot harvesting and getting people to the polls by busing. They will go into neighborhoods where people do not have the means to get to the polling places, and they will pick people up by the busloads and take them. It's literally guerrilla warfare when it comes to voting. Literally. So please, today is the primary. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Send them texts. Send them emails. A lot of us have seen the congressional testimony from the Google analyst who said they manipulate the vote by sending out reminders to people who they have analyzed and determined with their analytics that they are Democrat and they are more apt to vote Democrat. So they're getting push notices. Hey, today's voting day. Don't forget to vote. All we have is each other. All we have is each other. Text, call, email, get with your friends. Have you voted? Do you need a ride? Election revolt, revolts. Was that a premonition? Did God literally just use me to say that? Results. Those are going to start coming in at 8 o'clock tonight. It's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. Very interesting. And what I'm going to be watching the most is traditionally how many people vote and what parties they are from. Not necessarily who's winning. And remember, it's going to be confusing because some races will be decided tonight. Others will go on to the general election. But we will be bringing you in the news those results tonight. Never in my lifetime has it been so hard to participate in voting. And that is the entire goal of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the left, how they are pushing ballot harvesting, how they are pushing mail-in balloting. If you don't think that the government makes mistakes, and I can't put this online because I don't have permission, but I have here in my saved file a check from the United States Treasury for $1,200 that was sent out this year to a lady, and at the end of her name, it says DECD, deceased. Yet she received a relief check. I've got it right here in front of me. Son sent me a copy. If this is the way they handle money, your money, this is also the way that they handle your vote. Let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910, and check in with Brian this morning. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Monica. So I want to talk about the mail-in ballots. In the beginning, I was okay with it, right? I know the military does it. So I was like, hey, you know, maybe it'll be okay. But mm-hmm. I do property management, and I have a lot of properties all over town. And lately, I have been picking up a lot of these mail-in ballots that are just thrown on the ground, trash. People think that they are junk mail. And two things I find really sad with that is, one, it's in a lot of low-income neighborhoods, so they're not going to get their voice out there. They're not going to get their opinions out there by just throwing them away. And two, if I collected all these and filled them out and sent them in, no one would know any better.
In some respects, they would, because I know a number of people who have had their ballots returned to them because the signature wasn't verified, even though it's their same signature, even though they've lived in the same house and registered the same for decades, they still got their ballots returned. So, Brian, I mean, thank you for what you're doing, picking them up. You know, hopefully destroying them. I know you, more than likely you are.
Absolutely.
But that's the thing. That's called ballot harvesting. They go into these communities, usually low income, and say, do you have your ballot? Have you filled out your ballot? Do you need help filling out your ballot? Would you like me to deliver your ballot for you? But if you are in a household and say I had a friend living here, I couldn't take their ballot in for them. Only household family members. I could take my husband's in, but no, I'm dragging him down to the county and we're voting in person. Because I just do not trust this process. And I have to tell you, I guess I'm just as bad because I thought my husband was following along. And just last night, when I told him we have to go down to the county, we have to go down to the county complex and vote, he said, well, where's the other locations? And I just about, fell over. He didn't even realize that this is an all mail-in ballot. But there is usually one location in every county that you can vote at. So even I'm at fault for not making sure those around me know exactly what's going on. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on your live and local FM talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Need to get to a couple of things that are going on in town here in just a moment. First off, though, I really honestly don't like to keep people hanging on the line. So let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with David this morning. Hi, David. David, you still there? He must have got tired. That's okay. Call back anytime. So I love it when people don't believe me that we have these organizations here in Northern Nevada, and we just have to keep changing their the way that they get their information out via Facebook or email or whatever sites they're using, usually Twitter. Twitter's been a big feed for it, but we've been putting out there and supporting Back the Badge. Back the Badge. You can join the rally and support police and hopefully boot Mayor Sheevy tomorrow, June 10th at 9 a.m., Reno City Hall, 1st in Virginia. This is going to be in conjunction, with their 10 a.m. Reno City Council meeting. Of course, you're locked out of that. You can't be a part of that meeting. Nope. So much for open meeting laws. But you need to do what needs to be done, and that is hold the line. You can find out more about this event at renotaxrevolt.com. renotaxrevolt.com. Back the Badge. Join the rally. Support the police. So where am I finding this flyer, this poster? I am finding it on the Twitter page of Biggest Little City Antifascist. So Antifa is putting the word out to their group that they need to be there. There will be a Back the Badge event to show support for the enforcers of white supremacy. even though we have, you know, black officers, black deputies, black troopers. Yeah. These people aren't about freedom for all. They're about chaos. And they are in our community. They're in every community here in Northern Nevada. So let me remind you of this. You have to speak the truth when it comes to the values of our nation. Don't be like Antifa. Don't be like the Ku Klux Klan. Don't be like Sunrise Movement or the BLM. Be an American. Remember this passage? The one that Biden, that dolt who wants to be president, couldn't quite get through? That we as Americans hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. When you live by the Constitution, we are all equal. We are all loved, appreciated, lifted up. The people that you see out there now are just gaslighters, throwing flames, throwing titles, throwing insults. Truth creates peace. And we are not racist. Our law enforcement is not racist. That's the truth. These people are trying to make you believe that you are something that you are not. Don't give in. Let's go back to the talk and text line at 884-9910. Check in with David. Hi, David.
Hey. I remember seeing you down in Carson City the other day when we were having that little soiree for our beloved, hopefully recalled governor here. Hey, got a question. None of these, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine, David.
None of these geniuses, I don't care which state you go into, but let's talk about the mental giants here in this great state of Nevada. And just to let you know, I went to University of Nevada, Reno. I went through the whole rigmarole. So I think I qualify as a spokesperson. I don't believe any of these ballots, when the geniuses at the Register of Voters sent them out, did a thing what's required by law if you have a direct mail program. And every 6 months, you have to update your database. And it's called NCOA. And I know these flagrant, useless government employees and Register of Voter people don't even know what I'm talking about right now. Because, first of all, it wasn't on the job application that they need to know what NCOA is. But you might want to jingle that one in front of the geniuses here.
Well, I definitely will, because, you know. Go ahead.
NCOA is not bulletproof. So when you hear the liberals come out and say, well, this is this. No, it isn't bulletproof, because let's say you got a house that was under the parents' name, but they both died. But the son-in-law or son or daughter name was also on the title, or they're living there. Until they decide what they want to do with it. They'll still be looking as though they're still alive and living there. But the rest of the people who move and migrate to wherever or move out of state, NCOA will capture that.
Oh, and that's interesting.
The reason you do it is, like, casinos do it, and so any of these casino yokels who have a direct mail program still and not just eBlast will do this, unless they just want to waste a lot of money, $20,000-$30,000. Besides the mailing of the actual pamphlet and all this stuff. And then the other point is, what's the post office doing with all the mail that comes in to the post office, let's say for P.O. boxes, and they close their box? Since they aren't NCOAing, the crap's going to still come to that stupid P.O. box. And then the mail people who swear by oath that they will comply with all rules and regulations, well, somebody in either party, it doesn't matter, they're both crooks. They both sleep together a lot, like you pointed out in your conversation.
Yes, there is that. But the, we do know, though, David, that governments are exempt from NCOA, especially because of voter registration laws. So we won't be seeing that.
Well, that's true, too. But you remember, we supposedly are a non-racial, racism, and all this type of country. But that didn't matter. Black Lives Matter still got, how many millions of dollars was wasted over the last 2 weeks? Answer that question. And the government said, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, in their mind, it's not wasted because you have the Democrats who are saying, you know, you got to let them protest. And yeah, sure, people have the right to protest, but they don't have the right to vandalize. They don't have the right to spray paint things. They don't have the right to pick up rocks and throw them. These aren't protests. They are riots, and they are being infiltrated, being worked with. I mean, Antifa, seriously, Antifa and BLM are supported financially by the same groups. So they are in literally bed together. So this is very disconcerting because I just received this text. I just voted and it's a blank show. I voted at the courthouse, no machines, no ID, no one knows what they're doing. I expressed my feelings loudly. Yeah. This is your vote. And this is how it's being treated. This is why I say, whether it be the registrar of voters, whether it be the county clerk, or I guess registrar of voters wouldn't fall into that, but county clerk, to county recorder. There is no such thing as a nonpartisan office. I honestly believe, in my opinion, that Democrats will get into office just to throw wrenches into systems. Not be prepared for people coming in to vote to exercise their rights. This is the world that we are living in right now. And we need to take responsibility for it because we let this happen. We, the people, let this happen because we go about our daily lives. My husband asked me, how long is it going to take when we go down to the county complex today? And I said, I have no idea. We might have to bring a backpack and a tent because we might be there for a while. But you know what? It's worth it to make sure my voice is heard when it comes to who we elect. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM, new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk at the Talk and Text line. Let's check in with Doug this morning. Hi, Doug.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Listen, I wonder something. The people that are being
laid off and fired because they don't post something supporting Black Lives Matter. Can't they sue for wrongful, not determination, what's the word?
Termination? Wrongful? Wrongful termination.
Okay. Why can't they sue for that?
Have you heard of people being fired for not posting Black Lives Matter stuff?
Yes, just earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
On radio.
Well, so, you know, I mean, we're a right to work state, but the HR laws across the country are so strict that I can't imagine anybody that can be allowed to have that happen. So, yeah, I would definitely be suing because your social media is your social media. Now, if you are ranting and raving and, you know, saying bad things, maybe they can look at it as a morals clause, but you're getting into some heavy legal stuff that would literally change for every state. So that some people are going to just have to contact their lawyers. You know, it used to be you had a circle of friends. Now you have to have a circle of protection. You have to have a lawyer. You have to have an accountant. You have to have, you know, you can't do anything on your own. But I did also want to get the word out today, besides the fact that make sure that you vote, even if it is a pain, even if it is a hassle. If you are in Lyon County, Ken Gray has put the word out. He doesn't care what political party you are. If you need a ride to the polls, Ken Gray will give you one. I'd like to see a few more elected representatives actually doing that. But Veterans for Trump, there's going to be a Veterans for Trump get together on Thursday at 5:30 in the evening at Famous Dave's out on their patio. Okay. Trump is going to be buying the barbecue sandwiches and the drinks are on you. So you can also pick up your Trump yard sign. So make sure Famous Dave's, Kitsky Lane, 5:30 on Thursday. Make sure you get out there. Also tomorrow at City Hall, 1st and Virginia Street, Back the Badge. Show the city council that we will not stand for the treatment of our law enforcement, the people who protect us, and we will not stand for them tying the hands of local law enforcement. Jeff Church is going to be out there with hopefully a whole bunch of people. I was going to broadcast my show out there, but logistics, I can't do it. I don't have an engineer, so I can't do that on my own. But you can be out there if you are still unemployed or any of that rigmarole that's still going on. Look that word up. See if that even is in the dictionary anymore. But yes, this is a direct email this morning. I taught diversity recruiting nationwide and happy to talk about it. Reno looked at civilian oversight but was overcome by 9/11. But I have researched and there is civilian oversight out there. Log on to our webpage. Do you believe in systemic race or that there is systemic racism in America? Almost 80% of those polling said no. There is not. Thank you. Because just because you are told something over and over doesn't make it true. Get your opinion in there at 991fmtalk.com. All right. I have to go get dressed because I am doing the show in my jammies. I have to make myself presentable because I am heading off to vote with my husband. No matter how long it takes, we will get it done. I hope you do too. Well, I hope you're dressed as well, but make sure you vote today. The primary election is the most important because that's where you weed out bad Republicans from good Republicans, rhinos from true conservatives, true constitutionalists. Unfortunately, they don't have those listed on the ballot. They just have names. So take your cell phone, text or email whoever you need to contact to give you a little bit of help. I've tried to help a few people this morning on email, but just do the best you can. The city races, the county races, the Supreme Court, the local courts. I know you don't know these people, but one of the most important ones is also the school board seats. Make sure you get Jeff Church and Paul White on there. And also make sure that you get your results after 4 o'clock or after 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have them here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love you. Have a great day.